Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast from Connecting Faith. There are many more podcasts available at our website, myfaithradio.com, and your support makes this possible.
Always expect something good on your lunch hour. Connecting Faith with Life.
Hi, welcome to Connecting Faith. I'm Neil Stavem, Ted Ross at the controls, looking forward to the Thanksgiving holiday just ahead and wish you safe travels today. And Ted, if people are maybe coming into the area or if you're traveling, of course, you can always pick us up on the app, but you might have more time to listen over the weekend. I hope that you will take that opportunity.
Great programming, as always, continues here, and tomorrow we have some great shows as well. So yeah. If you have a window of time and you want to listen, check it out.
And if you're new to Faith Radio, we do have a welcome packet. You can sign up online at myfaithradio.com. That's myfaithradio.com, and just give you a little more information about Faith Radio. Just want to say that coming up on today's program, we're going to gain some new insights on suffering and hear from one who lives with pain every day. Coming up, a conversation with Johnny Erickson Tada about her new daily devotional and a new study Bible on the topic of suffering with Steve Bundy, part of the Johnny and Friends leadership team. But first, got a good word from John Stone Street. You know, it's hard to have our kids go through difficult times, but John has some important insight today.
Is your child ready to throw in the towel? For the Colson Center for Christian Worldview, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. Say your daughter's played the flute for years, but now she wants to quit, or your son has given up pursuing that track scholarship. We all want our kids to develop skills, build a college resume, and fulfill their commitments. So what do you do when they want to call it quits? How do you respond? Well, first, don't freak out. Nina Sovich writes in the Wall Street Journal that quitting one activity might kindle other passions. I know a young man who gave up on sports to become a leader in his church youth group. He also took up drawing and painting and is now the daily cartoonist for his college newspaper. And second, discern. If your child no longer enjoys an activity, find out why. If your son's schoolwork is suffering or he isn't getting enough sleep, something has to change. And finally, talk and pray with your child. List the pros and cons of moving on. Help them quit something well. Help your child make good decisions and use their talents wisely. The God who gave them those talents expects nothing less. With today's point, I'm John Stone Street.
You're listening to Connecting Faith, and today we're looking forward to a conversation with Steve Bundy. Steve is vice president of the Johnny and Friends Christian Institute on Disability. He was a contributing editor, author to Life in the Balance, Biblical Answers for the Issues of Our Day, and co-executive producer with Johnny Erickson Tada of the award-winning episodes Making Sense of Autism, Myths That Hide the Truth, and Truth for the Church. And Steve is an adjunct professor at California Baptist University, lectures on disability ministry at educational institutions and conferences around the world, and frequent speaker on media. We're honored to have him with us today. He and his wife, Melissa, know firsthand the joys and challenges of parenting a child with special needs. And we'll hear a little bit about that. But the reason that we're talking to Steve today is because Johnny and Friends Ministry through Tyndale has released a wonderful new study Bible called Beyond Suffering. This is where struggles seem endless, God's hope is infinite. And Steve, welcome first to Connecting Faith.
Well, thanks for having me, Neil. I'm delighted to be with you today and look forward to our topic of discussion.
Well, you know, when we thought thinking about the suffering, obviously it's a universal issue. You know, there are some 82 million people in America that suffer from some disability or chronic illness. So just in America alone, it's in the people that care for them. There are millions that are wrestling with issues of suffering, but titled the study Bible Beyond Suffering, and I'm just wondering, what's the key to seeing beyond? Because don't we, I mean, it seems like pain kind of sharpens our focus and narrows our outlook.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, we titled the Bible Beyond Suffering because our desire is to really help believers have God's perspective. You know, having a perspective from the Word of God changes everything in our outlook. And so many times life circumstances overwhelm us. They become crises, whether they are disabilities or chronic pain or emotional challenges. Or let's just talk about struggles of life, whether it's financial, divorce, death. All these life circumstances will often cause us to begin to limit our understanding of what God is doing in the midst of those circumstances. They kind of become overwhelming for us. And the Beyond Suffering Bible draws us back into the Word of God so we can begin to see God's plan, God's purpose, we understand that God redeems all of our suffering and all of our life circumstances, so that Romans 8:28 is really true, that God is at work in all of those life circumstances for our good according to His plan and His purpose. And boy, when we begin to have God's perspective, it changes everything in terms of how we view our life circumstances, our struggles, our suffering, when we look at it in the light of eternity.
You mentioned Romans 8:28, maybe a verse that's familiar to us, maybe been used or misused many times as well. But when we think about the scriptures, that's not the only verse that talks about suffering. The Bible has a lot to say about that, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely does. In fact, what we've done is we've gone from Genesis through Revelation. And Neil, what we have added to each book of the Bible, we have an introduction that lists out the themes of suffering and struggles and disability throughout that particular book. We have biblical profiles of people in the scripture. We have modern day profiles, people today that God is using through and their issues and their challenges and their struggles, and yet he's glorifying himself through their lives. We have devotionals, full-page devotionals. We have what we call connection points. They're really like commentary, but we call them connection points because it connects the reader to the Word of God. You know, we know we can never add to or take away from the Word of God, but we can draw people into it by putting a warm blanket around them, so to speak, in their circumstances, and allowing them to see God's Word speak to them and the promises of God in their lives. And that takes them beyond suffering. It takes them beyond their circumstances into a better understanding of God's eternal plan.
Talking about the Beyond Suffering Study Bible from Johnny Erickson Tada and the team. Steve Bundy is Vice President of the Johnny and Friends Christian Institute on Disability. Steve, can we really tell others to sort of see beyond suffering if we haven't faced what they're going through? I mean, is this a matter of telling ourselves the truth and not relying on others?
Well, it's a great question, and as you know, Neil, obviously the Word of God will speak for itself, and therefore what God says in His Word will address life circumstances and suffering. But to your point, those who have been contributors and those who have themselves written this particular edition of a study Bible are people who have all been affected in some way or another through life circumstances that have brought suffering, that have brought struggle, that have brought anguish, and those questions that we often ask, where are you, Lord? And so, to your point, those who have contributed have all gone through life experience, and therefore we are applying God's Word to those life circumstances so that it's a very practical very practical lessons and applicable teaching of Scripture. Obviously, theology and doctrine, we need to know, we need to understand that, but it's most practical to us when it makes sense for our life circumstances. That's what God desires, is that His Word would make sense and be applied to our daily life situations. And that was our goal, and we believe God has given us this edition of the Bible that speaks directly to people where they're at in their lives today.
We mentioned theology. Just talk to us a bit about a theology of suffering, and how does that maybe help us see the big picture, or what does that include?
Well, you know, typically when we talk about suffering or disability or anything along those lines, the world has typically, and sometimes even the church, has approached it from kind of a medical or a social model. So historically, it's either a medical diagnosis or we seek out treatment and pain relief and so forth, which is right. We understand that. Or we look at it from kind of a social framework. How does this work in society, and what are the world views and social stigma and so forth? But we really believe that God's called us to have a biblical framework, one that overarches, that supersedes a medical and a social framework. And so when we begin to have a theology of suffering and disability, we begin to understand God's purposes and His plans, everything from our birth to the time He takes us home, that we are indeed created in the image of God. And as Ephesians 2:10 says, we are His workmanship in Christ Jesus, and we are fulfilling those good works He's prepared for us to do. That makes all the difference in the world. When we begin to approach our life circumstances from a theological and biblical framework, boy, does it add to an understanding what God is doing in our plan or his plan for us in our purpose in this life, or the loved one that we're caring for, or the neighbor down the street, or the church member that you notice is beginning to struggle with something. We begin to apply a biblical framework to that. And Scripture is filled with God's plans and purposes and presence in the midst of life struggles and suffering. And so our goal is to really bring the reader into it and make that word alive to them.
I was thinking, even if we begin to grasp his purposes and plans, it still doesn't mean that life is easy if we're in the midst of some sort of suffering. Talk to us about maybe the importance of endurance, because it seems like maybe lapses and setbacks are kind of the order of the day when we're in the midst of a chronic or debilitating disease of some sort.
Boy, isn't that the truth. You know, we often, when we talk about issues pertaining to especially family life and the health of a family, when there is significant impact of the suffering or a disability or life trauma, one of the things we often talk about, it's not always that initial circumstance that causes often a demise in a person's health or their faith or family relationships. It's often that day-to-day challenge. It's that day-to-day surrender. I know that from my own life of having a son with severe disabilities. He's now 17 years old. And I certainly struggled significantly when I learned of his diagnosis when he was born. But I got to tell you, Neil, where the grindstone bears down is those day-to-day challenges that comes with chronic conditions and chronic situations. And therefore, I have no choice but to put my faith in Christ every day. Every day it's a surrender. Every day it's a leaning into Christ for strength. And every day it's drawing upon him. And that's a testimony I think you'll find in many of the contributors who have participated in the Beyond Suffering Bible. You know, I'm thinking of Billy Burnett. Billy is actually on staff here at Johnny & Friends. He's our executive vice president. He's our CFO. And I have seen Billy for years and years now coming to Johnny & Friends with a smile on his face. And about 5 years ago, his wife was diagnosed with end-stage renal disease. It affected her kidneys. She's on dialysis. And yet Billy, day in and day out, is a faithful husband and caregiver to his wife. And there's days you see the struggle. There's days you see the challenge. There's days we've cried together. There's days we've laughed together and we've prayed together. And Billy's profile, in fact, is in the Beyond Suffering Bible as an encouragement to anyone else that's caring for someone who's elderly, who maybe has Alzheimer's or has any other sort of memory loss or life-threatening, you know, chronic situation. These kinds of stories fill the Beyond Suffering Bible to encourage you, the reader, in your life circumstance and what God is doing in you as you minister to a loved one. So you're right, Neil. There are some daily ups and downs, but God's presence and his promises are sure. The Word of God is the rock to which we anchor, and not our emotions, not our energy levels, but the Word of God.
Good words today from Steve Bundy. Steve is vice president of Johnny and Friends Christian Institute on Disability, and he's part of the team that has put together the Beyond Suffering Bible. It's a new study Bible from Johnny Erickson Tada. Beyond Suffering, where struggles seem endless, God's hope is infinite. And we're going to talk more with Steve about this new study Bible and about suffering, about God's plans and purposes, all coming up in a moment here on Connecting Faith. You're listening to Connecting Faith, and today we've connected with Steve Bundy, Vice President of Johnny and Friends Christian Institute on Disability, and he's also been a contributing author to Life in the Balance, Biblical Answers to the Issues for Our Day. He is a licensed minister, served as a pastor and missionary, and is talking to us today about a new resource available from Tyndale. It's the Beyond Suffering Bible, a study Bible from Johnny Erickson Tada. Steve, you've shared a bit about your story and journey. I'm thinking that, you know, when it comes to suffering, that there are some pretty tough questions that we all of us ask at whatever stage we might be in. Talk about some of the tough questions and how you address those in this new Bible.
Sure, absolutely. Well, there are a lot of tough questions. I mean, first and foremost, you know, the first question people often ask is, well, where is God? You know, when this happened or this diagnosis came, where is God in this? And so one of the things we have done throughout the Beyond Suffering Bible, I referred to a little bit earlier, is we look at those themes throughout Scripture in terms of suffering, disability, and we will address throughout various connection points and devotions the presence of God in the midst of suffering, that His plans and His purposes are good for you, and that often God will allow, as Johnny Erickson Tada often says, He will allow that which He hates to accomplish that which He loves, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And so we, throughout these particular passages, we will draw the reader into Scripture to really meditate upon what God is doing in those hard questions. You know, we receive questions about chronic pain all the time, people who are dealing with pain. So we have an article. We have various articles throughout the Bibles, particularly in the back, where that have quick reference for individuals with addiction or pain or struggling with healing, questions about healing, questions about salvation and eternity. We have articles addressing that, drawing the reader back into Scripture. In the very front of the Bible, we have an entire topical index. So many of these subjects and more, they're indexed out to draw the reader into Scripture, but also into the devotionals and connection points that will hit an issue of suffering or the sovereignty of God, the plans and purposes of God. And we've tackled head-on, Neil, some of the hard questions. Questions like, you know, where's God in death? How do we comfort those who mourn? What about disability in the image of God? So how does that play out? Are people, you know, are the 80-something million people in America, and it's actually 1 billion around the world, that suffer from disabilities, are they created in the image of God? We talk about growing spiritually through suffering. How do we grow spiritually in the midst of suffering? We look at healing. What's a proper biblical view of healing? What about those who have intellectual disabilities and salvation? Can they come to faith in Christ? We look at the role of the church in ministering to people that are sometimes outside our doors, outside the doors of the church, and yet 20% of the community, statistics tell us, are people that have some form of disability or emotional crisis. And so they're right there in our neighborhoods, in our communities. How do we praise God in the midst of suffering? Yeah, the Psalms are all about singing and worshiping God, often in the midst of suffering. We look at spiritual formation and suffering. We look at the cause of disability. There's a lot of misconceptions, a lot of myths out there, you know, about disability and what causes it, and we take a biblical approach to that as well. How does God use our weaknesses? How does He bring victory through our weaknesses? You know, Paul cried out, Lord, take away this thorn in the flesh. Of course, he was seeking some comfort and resolution from God, and God's response was what? My grace is sufficient in your weakness, for when you are weak, I am strong through you, Paul. And so those are some of the, just a glimpse of some of the topics that we tackle in the Beyond Suffering Bible.
I was thinking about those big questions, talking about, you know, where is God, but there's maybe the why question is a big one as well. Should we, is that the appropriate question when in the midst of suffering, or is by studying God's word, can we move to a different question?
Well, I think the answer to that is yes in both cases. You know, I've learned, Neil, that God's not afraid of our why questions. He's a big God. He created us. He knows the end from the beginning. When my son was born with severe disabilities, you know, it took me quite a while to come to reconciliation of the goodness of God with my son's lot in life. And I will admit, even as a born again Christian, there were seasons where I would shake my fist. I was angry. I'd say, why, God, why did you allow or cause my son to be born this way? But what God did through the ministry of the word, what God did through the ministry of worship and the ministry of fellowship, is He brought me to a place of surrender. And you know, Neil, my clutched fist became an open palm. and my angry words of why, God, became a prayer of surrender. Open palms. Why, God, now show me your purpose. Why have you brought my son into my life this way? What's your plans? What's your purpose? Show your goodness through it. And it became a place of surrender. And I believe that's where God wants to lead us to, a place where we have really kneeled at the foot of the cross and we've said, all I have and all I am is yours, Lord. And he does that through the word. The word of God does have the answer. And that is our rock. That is our stability. When all of life is shaken around us, we can stand upon the word of God. And Beyond Suffering Bible draws people to the word, especially in those challenging times, in those challenging seasons where maybe we're feeling some anger. We have some why questions. And God brings us to that place of saying, okay, now show me why. What's your plan?
Talking with Steve Bundy today, Vice President of the Johnny and Friends Christian Institute on Disability, part of the ministry of Johnny and Friends, about the Beyond Suffering Bible, a new study Bible from Johnny Erickson Tada. Steve, I'm just curious, are there some maybe biblical profiles in this Bible that particularly speak to you, or when you think about your journey through suffering, what do you cling to in God's Word?
You know, great question, Neil. One of the books of the Bible I really have an appreciation for. Of course, we appreciate all of them. It's the Word of God. You know, the book of Galatians is interesting in the sense that we don't always view Galatians as a book written to a group of caregivers. And yet that's exactly who the Galatians were. You know, they were caregivers to Paul. And we don't often think of that when we think of Paul. I mean, we think of Paul as the spiritual giant. He was the overcomer. You know, he was victorious in all things in Christ, it would seem to us. You know, he gave us such a significant part of the New Testament. And yet when you read the book of Galatians, you find statements where Paul says, like in Galatians 4, where he says, "Surely you remember that I was sick when I was among you. You took me in and you cared for me." I mean, that kind of intimacy with the people of Galatia is what Paul was expressing back to them. Obviously, he was writing about their legalism and leaving the grace of God and falling back into legalism. But in the context of that, you see this kind of this shepherd and this gentleness where Paul is speaking to a group of people that took him in when he was suffering, and they cared for him, and they ministered to him, and he was indebted to them. This relationship, this bond happened between them, and that's what happens. The human touch, expressing the touch of Christ when we bring ministry to one another, builds a bond. It builds a koinonia, if you will, that depth of relationship with others. And so we have all kinds of profiles. The people of Galatia are one of those. And then we have a number throughout the scriptures, of course. But when you take a moment to see what's happening in the context of the Word of God, you begin to see how God is using people to minister one to another, as Paul often wrote about.
Steve Bundy is Vice President of Johnny and Friends Christian Institute on Disability. And he and the team at Johnny and Friends have been part of a new study Bible just coming out called Beyond Suffering. It's the New Living Translation from Tyndale House, where struggles seem endless, God's hope is infinite. And we want to just take a couple more minutes with Steve in a moment here on Connecting Faith. Stay tuned. Listening to Connecting Faith. We've connected today with Steve Bundy, Vice President of the Johnny and Friends Christian Institute on Disability. He's part of the team at Johnny and Friends. He's a licensed minister, served as a pastor and a missionary, and was part of the editorial team for the new Beyond Suffering Bible we've been focusing on today. Steve, we're going to talk with Johnny in just a moment, but I'd be interested. You've been part of the team at Johnny and Friends for a while, and you could probably, you know, brag on her where she wouldn't, but talk about the important work that the ministry of Johnny and Friends is doing. You mentioned, you know, a billion people worldwide. Clearly, there is a great need for a Christian understanding of God's purposes in suffering.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Johnny's life has demonstrated, she's about to celebrate, she may speak of this, 50 years in her wheelchair. And you look at the impact of Johnny Erickson Tada's life, really around the world in Christendom, and it goes to show you the sovereignty and the goodness of God. Here was years ago a 17-year-old girl who dove into a shallow creek, broke her neck, and like any 17-year-old, didn't want to live. But through ministry and through those applying the Word of God to her life, Johnny prayed the prayer, God, if you will teach me to live with a broken neck, you can use my life. Well, Johnny and friends, we're about to celebrate right about 37 years as a ministry, and God took this broken 17-year-old teenager and has turned it into an international ministry. So Johnny and friends has numerous programs and initiatives we do around the world. We have our national offices here in Southern California. We have another 14 offices throughout the country. We work, Neil, in about 25 to 30 countries every year running various programs, working with the local church to minister to people affected by disabilities. That's delivery of wheelchairs. It is what we call family retreats. These are like camps for the entire family to receive ministry. We do a lot of education and training, both in the church and Christian education institutions. We work with governments in terms of advocacy for the disabled. So it's a thriving ministry that came through the life of a broken teenager that just said, God, take me, break me, bless me, and give me away.
And as you said, referred to it earlier, to become open-handed in our willingness to surrender to God. And it really is, as you experience, a day-to-day surrender, isn't it?
It is a day-to-day surrender. Today, Lord, I raise the white flag of surrender over my heart. I'm yours. And that's the prayer that allows us to experience the grace and the empowering work of the Holy Spirit as we live for Him.
Steve Bundy joining us today. Steve, Vice President of the Johnny and Friends Christian Institute on Disability, and been talking about the Beyond Suffering Bible. It's a new study Bible from Johnny Erickson Tata from Tyndale. Where struggles seem endless, God's hope is infinite. And Steve, I know there's a number of other resources at Johnny and Friends, and we certainly want to encourage people to go to the website just to see more about courses and curriculums and all sorts of things that you've been a part of.
Amen. Yeah, please visit us at johnnyandfriends.org. Johnny's J-O-N-I, and we'd love to interact with you.
Steve Bundy joining us today on Connecting Faith, and now we'll make a transition to talk to Steve's boss. We're honored to have with us on the line today, Johnny Erickson Tata. Johnny, of course, founder and CEO of Johnny and Friends. It's an organization that accelerates Christian outreach in the disability community. She's been on our Faith Radio station for many years, and we're just so honored to have her with us. She's written a number of best-selling books and has a new one just out, which I highly recommend. I've been actually going through it here the last few weeks. It's a devotional called A Spectacle of Glory, God's Light Shining Through Me Every Day. And before we jump into that, Johnny, let me just say welcome back to Connecting Faith. So good to have you on.
Oh, it's so good to be on. And, of course, special greetings to all our listeners today on Faith Radio. I'm grateful to be a part of the lineup.
The title of the devotional, A Spectacle of Glory. Spectacle is kind of an interesting, rich word. So how does that word describe the way we should look at our lives? Maybe why did you choose that word?
Well, it is a great word, and it was inspired by the story in Exodus chapter 3, where Moses was tending flocks out in the desert, and an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a fiery bush. And when Moses saw it, and recognized that although it was on fire, it did not burn up. It says there that he wanted to go investigate. He wanted to see what this was all about. And I think that's a great parallel of Christians who suffer and yet suffer graciously. They cause the same curious response. We are to the world a strange sight. To the church, Christians who suffer are a spectacle of grace, like flaming bushes that are unconsumed. And I'm praying that through my disability and through the sufferings and afflictions of those who journey with me on this new devotional through 2017, I'm praying that their afflictions will cause their friends and families and onlookers to ask, like Moses, why is this bush not burned up? And that's what inspired the title. We are a spectacle of glory. We are prompting the question as people look at our persevering faith. They see us go through affliction, and they want to know, well, this girl's God must be pretty awesome to inspire such loyalty, to inspire an uncomplaining spirit. So that's why I chose the title, and I hope that any friends listening who are dealing with suffering, affliction, struggles in their life, journey with me in 2017, day by day, on this new devotional, and I'll be encouraged to show you, point you, guide you on how you can put God's glory on display through every hardship that you face. Hmm.
You know, it's interesting, as I was looking through it, it seems like there's the book kind of circles back sometimes to telling ourselves the truth. Let's think about the psalmist in Psalm 42. You know, why so downcast, O my soul? How is that different from maybe just doing some positive self-talk? Because that maybe doesn't work so well as a, you know, quadriplegic or anybody else that's suffering.
Well, I think with positive self-talk, you're talking to yourself. Hmm. With Psalm 42 soul talk, you're talking to your spirit. And there are plenty of mornings, Neil, when I wake up pushing 50 years in this wheelchair of mine, dealing daily with chronic pain and having battled stage 3 cancer. There are so many mornings I wake up and I think, oh, God, I don't have the strength to face this day. I'm so overwhelmed. I don't know that I have the energy. I can't do quadriplegia, but God, you can. I can't do quadriplegia, but I can do all things through you as you strengthen me. And so then I tell my soul to get with it, to come into alignment with that powerful truth, to stand at attention, stand erect. And I tell my soul, quit being discouraged. Put your hope in God, your Savior. And not only do I do that every morning, but so many people who I know who suffer great affliction do the same. And I think that's a wonderful way to wake up in the morning, Neil. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to wake up in the morning to talk to your soul and remind your stubborn, stiff-necked soul that always tends toward pessimism and discouragement. Tell your soul that put your hope in God, your Savior. Trust in the Lord. No, you can't do all the hardships that are being put before you, but you can do all things through Christ as he strengthens you. That is really great soul talk.
I was thinking you talked about persevering faith. I thought, you know, this one thing, if we stop at persevering, and that sort of white-knuckle approach isn't going to, that's just going to wear us out. But persevering faith, those two need to go together, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's one thing to trust and obey God in a single hardship, but it's quite another thing when the hardships pile on and when the problems pile up, and yet you continue to trust God, continue to choose the right path. And that is really glorifying God's character. When we do that, it showcases his best qualities to other people. And it means saying no to complaining, and yes, to daily following God down the difficult path. It means persevering through a painful situation, all the while trusting Jesus without grumbling. It might mean biting your tongue from gossiping, or going out of your way for a neighbor in need, or telling the truth even when it's hard and not snapping back when someone hurts you, or speaking freely and openly about your Father in heaven. This is persevering. This is choosing the God-honoring thing in all situations. To display God's glory means to talk up Jesus. Be bold in speaking his name and make him look good every single day.
We're talking a spectacle of glory. It's the title of a new devotional from Johnny Erickson Tada, God's Light Shining Through Me Every Day. The subtitle, Spectacle of Glory. Johnny Erickson Tada, of course, is the founder and CEO of Johnny and Friends, and you're listening to Connecting Faith. Johnny Erickson Tada with us today here on Connecting Faith, talking about her new devotional book. And really encouraging a word for anyone, because all of us go through a difficult time, some suffering much greater than others. But this is about how we can allow God's light to shine and his glory to shine through us. A Spectacle of Glory is the name of the devotional. And Johnny, are there times when I know you, your publicity people say, well, you know, Johnny's a role model. And I thought are there some days when you'd just rather not be a role model in this this world of disability?
Oh my goodness, Neil! Bingo! You hit the nail on the head. There are plenty of days like that. Plenty of days when my chronic pain discourages me. Plenty of days when I feel overwhelmed by aging with quadriplegia. You know, that's not easy. It's not easy to live with quadriplegia, but it's especially not easy to live with it when you're in your mid-60s. And so there are plenty of times when I feel discouraged, but that's okay. It's my clue. It's my nudge to quickly go to the Lord Jesus for his help. I'm not ashamed of saying that I get discouraged and at times I get down or even depressed. I'm not ashamed to say that. What I boast in is boasting in God's power through that weakness. I mean, so many of us don't want to talk about our limitations. We don't want to, you know, we don't want to have people look at us and think that you know, we go through a hard time. We try and pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. And every time we do that, we're missing an opportunity to cast ourselves on Jesus Christ for his help. And so I think it's the Christian way to live when we admit to a friend or admit to ourselves, I can't do this. I am so worn out. I don't have the strength. But yet in turn, just flip right around and say, but Jesus, you've got strength. I can't do what you've set before me, but I can do all things through you as you strengthen me. And so, like the Apostle Paul, we boast in our afflictions. We delight in our limitations. We glory in the hardships because then we know that God's power rests on us. If we don't admit our hardships, if we don't admit the times when we are needy, then we are setting ourselves up as self-reliant, self-resourceful. Maybe we'll go to God when there's a really, really, really big problem, but we get up in the morning and we head out the front door thinking, you know, Jesus, I kind of got this Christian thing figured out. I kind of know the lay of the land. So I'll check in with you if, you know, any big problems occur. But I can pretty much take it from here. That's not the way to live as a Christian. James chapter 4 says, God resists people like that. So learn to look at your weaknesses, as I have learned to look at my quadriplegia and pain, as opportunities to meet the Lord Jesus every single day and say, I can't do this, but I can do all things through you as you strengthen me.
I was thinking the devotional is going to speak to those that are going in the midst of walking through a dark valley or maybe wheeling through a dark valley, depending on your circumstance. But this is also going to be comfort and encouragement for those that are caregivers that are coming alongside, because oftentimes those maybe get overlooked and they face serious struggles as well.
Oh, absolutely. My husband, Ken Tata, read the manuscript, and he was so blessed as my caregiver. It encouraged him so much. Because, Neil, we were created for one purpose, and that is to showcase God's glory, to enjoy it, display it, demonstrate it every day to all those we encounter. That's a pretty exciting responsibility. And although in the Old Testament God displayed his glory through a burning bush, such as we talked about in the last segment, now he chooses to display his glory through us. He doesn't need a burning bush. He doesn't need a pillar of cloud or of fire. He doesn't display his glory on a mountainside or display his glory through appearances of powerful angels. No, he displays his glory through our weakness, through our neediness, through our struggles. And that goes so against the human grain. But when we hold fast to God's grace in the midst of our weakness, whether we are a person with a disability like me, or whether we're a caregiver like my husband, energy, joy, power, peace, perspective, it all flows throughout the rest of the day. And that's the source of my smile, Neil. This isn't pasted on with Colgate. No, I smile because, man, I need Jesus. I really need him desperately. And that's why I wrote this book. It's a year-long devotional, and each page is going to inspire the reader to focus on their Heavenly Father and how he desires to shine his glory through you. And I learned firsthand after so many decades of quadriplegia, how you really can glorify God to the toughest of situations. And in the spectacle of glory, I'm just passing on some of the lessons, some of the insights I've learned.
Jenny, I was wondering if I'm sure there are ebbs and flows, kind of seasons where things are maybe more of an issue, more prevalent than others are. And I'm wondering even about, are there themes that sort of run through the devotional to kind of match maybe the seasons that we might go through in a time of suffering?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think that today, Christians, we want to erase suffering out of the dictionary. We want to mitigate it. We want to drug it. We want to escape it. We want to turn it off. We want to divorce it. We want to do everything but actually live with it. But this book tells us to rejoice in our sufferings, and it helps people see how to rejoice in our sufferings. And when I think of the themes in this book, I think of something that that Henry Lydon once said years ago. He suffered with great pain. And he said, every hard effort generously faced, every sacrifice cheerfully submitted to, every word spoken under difficulties raises those who suffer to a higher level and endows them with a clearer sight of God, braces them with a will of more strength and freedom, and warms them with a more generous, large, tender heart, and creates in them Christ in you, the hope of glory. But you know, I want friends, I want my Christian friends to be invigorated and ennobled by facing hardship, not to feel defeated or discouraged. And again, it's why I wrote the book. Every vignette is meant and intended to inspire the reader in that way.
Johnny, before we go, I know that you mentioned several verses just in our conversation. Are there maybe a verse or two that you maybe kind of keep coming back to that gives you strength for each day's challenge? Something, a promise from God's Word that you especially are holding on to these days?
Oh, my goodness, yes, for certain. I always turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 to 12, where it says that though we are handicapped, we are not crushed. Though we are perplexed, we are not in despair. Though we are persecuted, we're not abandoned. Though we are knocked down, we are not knocked out. For every day, we're supposed to experience something of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that in turn, we might experience the power of the life of Jesus in these bodies of ours. So, Neil, I'm going to encourage our listeners today, receive every inward and outward trouble, every darkness, every desolation, every disappointment, with both your hands, as a blessed occasion to dying to yourself, dying to your own wants and wishes, and entering into a fuller, happier, more glad fellowship with Christ. And it all occurs as we confess our weaknesses to Him and grab hold of His grace.
Amen. Johnny Erickson Tada, founder and CEO of Johnny and Friends. You hear her on the program, Johnny and Friends, every day here in Faith Radio. She's a speaker, best-selling author, and the latest is a new devotional called A Spectacle of Glory, God's Light Shining Through Me Every Day. It's from Zondervan, and be a great way to start out the new year. Johnny, bless you. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Neil. And again, many, many greetings to my friends listening on Faith Radio. We love you guys.
I'm always encouraged after talking with Johnny Tada. I hope you were blessed by the conversation as well. We've got a few minutes left in today's program. How about some encouragement from God's Word? One of my favorite pastors and one who always encourages whenever we have a chance to talk is Rob Morgan. And he's written a new book called The Strength You Need. And in a moment, we'll hear a couple of passages of Scripture that may be just what you need to hear today. Isaiah 40, verse 31 says, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. You know, we're into renewable energy, Rob, but this is not like just recycling. This is more than that. Talk about Isaiah 40.
Well, Isaiah 40 is one of the most majestic chapters in the Bible. And it's written to people that are discouraged. And it begins by saying, comfort ye, my people. And it goes on to describe the grandeur of the Lord. I mean, if you haven't read, or if our listeners haven't read Isaiah 40 in a long time, it's a great time just to read it out loud. And the latter part of the verses say, do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the beginning that the everlasting Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not grow tired or weary? And then it goes on to say, those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. And the idea here, I don't know that Isaiah understood all of the science behind this, but we now know that rising up from the surface of the earth, there are thermal columns of hot air, and it helps regulate our weather. And eagles and hawks and other soaring birds know how to find these thermals, and they don't have to flap and sputter and work hard to try to fly. They just stretch their wings out over these columns of uprising hot air, and it lifts them higher and higher. It's like an elevator. And then when they get up to the floor they want, they just sort of exit and soar down without any effort. And to me, it's a wonderful picture in life of us finding those promises of God that meets our condition. We spread the wings of faith over them, and the updraft of the Holy Spirit just lifts us up, and we are renewed. Our strength is renewed like an eagle's. It's a very wonderful promise. And someone listening today, they're having some problem or some fear that's driving them crazy. I know all about that. I have panic attacks that I battle with. But if I can find a promise of God, and I can always do that if I go into the Bible, and I just stretch out the wings of faith over that promise, then the updrafts of the Holy Spirit renew our strength. And that's what Isaiah was talking about in chapter number 40. Those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles.
You know, something about the high places where there's strength renewed. There's a wonderful little verse in Habakkuk 3:19. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. Say a bit about that wonderful verse.
Yes, Habakkuk uses the opposite example. Instead of an eagle soaring, he talks about a deer or a mountain goat up on the heights that has sure footing. Habakkuk is a very interesting little book. There's three chapters. The first two, Habakkuk is dealing with just crippling problems having to do with the deterioration of his society. And he has a conversation with the Lord about it. And God gives him so much comfort and so many promises that the last of his three chapters is a song. And at the very end of the song, he says, Lord, you know that if everything goes wrong, you are still in control. If the fig tree doesn't bear any figs, if there's no cattle in the stall, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. And then he made this declaration and ends the book with this strength verse. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights.
Pastor Rob Morgan sharing from his book, The Strength You Need. This is Connecting Faith. We'll wrap up the show in just a minute.
For Lisa Murray, it's helpful to remember God's unfailing love for her in the midst of life's trials. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Lisa describes what this perspective looks like for her.
I think the most beautiful part of the journey is that no matter where we come from, no matter what trauma we have experienced, no matter what name we call our brokenness, God loves us right in the middle of it, and He wants to heal us right in the middle of it. And it starts by coming face to face with it. Do we keep running, or do we come to Him? And do we invite Him into that place so that He can heal us?
God can use you for His glory when you acknowledge His power and goodness in your life. You want to hear more encouraging stories? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.
Thanks for listening to Connecting Faith today. If you missed part of the program, want to hear it again or share it with a friend, find the show posted at MyFaithRadio.com and click on Connecting Faith. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.